Hello, this is Radio Kate, and I've just been out for a lovely meal, so I am recording my February boo late again as ever. Tut tut. But I am going to do February 15th, and the boo today is to tell a story either from your grandparents or from, you know, an old family legend. I might do two, because the old family legend is quite cool. But the story I wanted to tell you, actually, is from my grandfather on my mum's side. And he was a pilot in the war, and he was a test pilot, actually. And he once told me this story of being sent out to collect a plane which, for some reason, had either been downed or had run out of fuel. And there was he and his colleague sent out to collect this plane. So off they went, and they were trudging up this field, and it was full of sheep. So they got to the plane and they filled it up or fixed it or whatever they needed to do. Obviously they needed to take off, but there was no runway and this field was completely full of sheep. So my grandpa, and his navigator waved their arms around, ran around and chased away the sheep and then ran as quick as they could back to the plane in order to take off and get it home safely. Well, of course, as soon as they got back to the plane and they stopped running around with their arms in the air, all these sheep started gathering back in the middle of the field again. And the navigator was like, "Oh God, you're going to run over the sheep." But my grandpa, having flown various different planes, knew that this particular plane only needed a very short run on the runway or field before it could take off. And so, with the navigator covering his eyes, apparently, my grandpa flew this plane and took off, just scorching over the back of this field of sheep, which I have wonderful images of, which are probably entirely incorrect, but I just remember him telling me that story. In fact, another story that he told me about when he was flying. One day he was at this airbase somewhere, and it was really foggy, and the weather was terrible. You know, just nobody was flying. And he was there talking to a friend of his, and they heard the sound of a plane coming over, and they listened, and it was very obviously the sound of a Spitfire, and they kind of looked at each other and thought, good grief, you know, who would be flying in this weather? I'm glad I'm not flying in this weather, you know. So they kind of, you know, pulled faces at one another, and then they heard this almighty crash, bang, crunch. Oh, cripes, this plane has crashed. So they go running off to see if they can help, and, you know, they find the tail of the plane, and then one of the wings, and then eventually they find the fuselage, and they sort of dash up to this plane. And just as they get there, the pilot of this plane slightly sheepishly opens up the sort of cockpit, whatever you call it, and climbs out. You know, and my grandpa and his friend are kind of looking, kind of like, "You all right? You okay?" And the guy sort of dusts himself down. "Yeah, no, I'm all right." And they look at him. "What on earth? What on earth were you doing flying in this weather? It's, you know, it's so foggy. You can't see. Why were you... What on earth were you doing flying?" And this pilot sort of dusts himself off, reaches into his inside pocket and said, "Well, I came to deliver this." And hands over these papers. And they were the papers of the plane that he'd just crashed. So he was only flying because he had to deliver that plane, and he crashed it. So there you go. There's a couple of old flying stories for you. And I've always wanted to be a pilot. Not necessarily a military pilot, but a pilot. And to fly. So I like those stories. And I promise you I didn't really promise you it, but I'm going to give you anyway. A family myth or legend. So, apparently, go figure, apparently I am related to the last person to have his head cut off at the Tower of London, that being Lord Lovett Fraser. That's not to say that my family are in any way lauded. No, what's the correct term for that? Titled? Privileged? I don't know. Anyway, we're not that. But apparently, old Lord Lovett Fraser had a couple of not necessarily so proper relationships. And somewhere out of that, apparently, there is a link to my family. So there you go. I actually did a podcast for Lonely Planet about London. So you can look that up if you want. And I had a wonderful tour of the Tower of London with the chap who, it's his job to look after the crown jewels, which is kind of cool. And I mentioned to him that I thought I was potentially related to Lord Lovett Fraser. And he said, oh, well, you must be a Jacobite and you must hold on to your head while you're here. So I did. So those are my stories for this evening, and I'm going to stop rambling, click post, and ensure that I do get this posted on the day I'm supposed to. Tut, tut, Miss Audio Boo, Kate. You forgot yesterday. Anyway, back on track now, and if you want to join us, please do. blog.audioboo.fm, and we've got the week 3 topics. Very exciting. We're getting there, aren't we? And what lovely stories today. Thank you, everyone, for sharing your stories. I am so pleased. I think it's lovely. Good night.